Everybody, well, this is the last Saturday in June, so it's June 27, 2015, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We'll be going to the Lightship normally, maybe 35 minutes after the hour, thereabouts, 40 after, something like that. So let's take away anxieties that you may have or situations or a situation that you may have had during the week. So first of all, just think of a situation that you've been dealing with. And I can release one mindset thought of that, okay? Not about something about 20 times. I can only release the one that you probably have done and thought about last, okay? Give you peace in that. So here we go. Think of something, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's make sure that you're all here. So do the finger exercise. Move your finger, next finger straight up. Kind of move it. And it should be in front of you when you stop. Your body should automatically tell you when you're there. And if it's in front of you, then you're in the now timeline, which is peace. If you're to the left, you're in the past. That you're not here. You may think that you're here, but you're not living on the timeline of source energy. Then you're on a fabricated timeline, light of the darkness energy. That's where you have your multidimensional existences where you shouldn't be. To the right, it's the same thing. That's still bad. And you're in the future. Oh, remember, you want to be in the now. That's where your spirit resides. It doesn't reside with you in the future or the past. Only in the now, as it doesn't live there. So let's energize the light beams. Let's bring up three light beams. If you have all three, that's fine. We'll energize them all together right now for you. If you only have one up, then we'll just energize it. So here we go. Energizing all light beams at once. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Here we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So let's see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there? No?
Hi, it's me. I'm here. I was just reading over an email that we got, Mom, and so I'd like to ask you about it. And then later on in the hour, I guess we're going to the Creation Light Ship. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yay, so that sounds really great. Okay, but let's get a couple emails in first before we do that. So this one is a person, I think they are saying that they have done some clearings and that they seem to be working well for them and they're feeling a little bit better, but they're wondering how can they tell if they should continue to take their pharmaceutical meds and at what point would they know if they don't need them?
Boy, I can't give any information about that. I don't deal with the medical profession, and so you'd have to contact your doctor, I guess, and see how you're feeling. Spirit energy is what you may want to connect with, but it's difficult. I can't really tell you or subscribe anything to you what to do, what not to do.
Right. I kind of thought you would say that because I know I used to work in an industry where we would help people out with possibly some sort of a vitamin, a mineral that might possibly help them, but we weren't allowed to give any sort of medical advice or to tell them to stop going to the doctor. You never want to do that. So,
nope.
Yeah.
No, it's your call.
It's their call. I think if they are feeling relief from certain things from their clearings, they can certainly continue and do other ones that they also feel might help. And I know that people are welcome to write a personal email to you, not one that would go to the radio show, but I believe the web address for email is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And then that would immediately go to you so they could ask you, hey, I have this particular issue. What would you suggest? Would that help?
At times, yes.
Okay.
Most people as they start reading the different clearings, once you've had a few, if you haven't had an emotional clearing, maybe a mental clearing, a fear clearing, those are the main ones that you want to hear, have, and also maybe the curses, hexes, spell clearing to get stuff off of you, and then the planetary clearing. If you haven't had those, then you're going to be pretty lost in your life, not knowing what to do next. So you need to get this stuff off of you. So I would say do those first if you're, you know, wondering where you are in your life, what you need to have. And after that, you should have a lot more clarity. Each time you have a clearing, that takes away the alien programs that you've been living with for your whole life, basically. A lot of these are whole lifetime clearings. You know, the planet star vortex clearing is not a whole lifetime, I don't think, but it, I know maybe it is, but it won't get stuff off of you. But you want to get the stuff off of you in order for you to have more clarity. So until you do that, you know, you're still going to be under attack by them, and you need to get yourself back to balance, and then you can decide what else you may need at that point. Just doing one or two clearings and wondering what's next, that's why we have the recommended clearings on the website of what to do, so you know where to start. And then after that, you may have a lot more information coming to you, and you're going to know where your blockages are and everything else. So that's kind of what you would like to do and, you know, should do in order to see where you are. So until you have a clearing, you're not going to be able to really know where you are and how to navigate your life, because you're going to be stuck in the old programs. You want to release those old programs from you so you can have a much better life. So back to you, Michelle.
Sounds good, Ron. So it sounds like once the person has several clearings under their belt and they're a little more, gets rid of a little bit of a fog in front of them that may have accumulated throughout their life, then they would be able to tell for themselves whether or not they can continue with something else in their life.
Yeah, and then, you know, do also all the free clearings that's there under free sample clearings. Those are alien-based clearings that can help you out immensely. Everybody okay. has different issues that the dark side gave you upon your birth, because that's why you have a natal chart to test you, we'll say, to bring you into different energies. And you just start clearing those out of your life so you can see where you are. Otherwise, you're going to be under complete control by the aliens, the God energies, if you would. And from there, you're not going to know what's going on because you haven't had a clearing and they're controlling you. That's the whole process, is to get a clearing so that you know where you are, what you're doing, and understand that, you know, you are being controlled. Some people don't want to even hear that word, that they're not in control of their life. Well, that's just the way it is here on planet Earth at this point in time, because the aliens have taken over, you know, the Earth energies. So you, also the people are choosing to have mind energy. So that falls right into the alien entrapment and slavery. So if you're using mind energy a lot, then you're willingly going along with the program. You consent to have your rights taken away from you. Back to you.
Okay. So the next one, it kind of goes with that. It's talking about the, like, really good preliminary feelings that you want to, you know, spend your money on, and then you get the second one half off, but a really good core couple ones to have. There's a lot of people still interested in the Master 4-in-1 clearing, and one of our listeners just wanted a little clarity of exactly what were the prerequisites to getting that clearing done.
Okay. At this moment, I'm not doing any of the 4-in-1 clearings because I'm doing too many other things to do that. But the Master 4-in-1, need to have an emotional clearing first, then I have to do a sensory clearing with you personally, and I don't have the physical time this moment to do that. Maybe next month it might lighten up a little bit, but right now, you know, maybe maybe in August I could probably start doing those. But basically, you have to have a mental clearing, emotional clearing, a sensory clearing. You have your curse of sex or spell clearing. You want to get the planetary clearing. That might be it. Fear is a big one, too, for people, so probably a fear clearing. Well, that's kind of what I would recommend, and then at that point, I can start to do those.
Good. So it sounds like there one or two of those may be just extras that have been added on, but it all helps it make it easier for you to do this clearing, doesn't it?
Well, I won't say it makes it easier. In a sense it would, but you need to have more of the stuff cleaned out of you in order to integrate with your twin flame energy. So it has to do with you being cleaned out enough to be able to hold that frequency, because your twin flame, you're going to be visiting it, will say, in a sense. It can't stay here naturally because it would be trapped like you, but you will feel the presence of the energy, which is your other half. And that's a very nice nice clearing to actually feel, you know, your twin flame energies. But, you know, the whole thing is, are you able to hold the energy? And without having those clearings there, it would be very difficult for you to hold the frequency of that. Back to you.
Okay. And we had a request for healing for abduction trauma. Could we do a sample healing for that, for people that have been abducted?
One clearing is not really going to help you.
Okay.
If you know that you've been abducted, you need to get on that alien attack page. It's eliminated alien attack as the name of the clearing. And get on there and start clearing. Because one clearing to release a little bit of the energy, if you've been abducted 1,000 times, I can only do one of those for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not really going to be beneficial to even do that. You need to get on there and probably do the clearing for a month many, many times to get these things off of you. So it wouldn't be, you know, I just don't see any usefulness in it. So get on that page and do that. And you know, you want to do it for a whole month because they're on you continuously. You want to get them out of energy range.
And, Ron, which part of the eliminating alien attacks is it? Is it the courting to other planets?
That could be one. It could be just an alien race doing mind control transmissions on you. You know, there's a lot of the free clearings that deal with things, too, but you want to do the abduction clearings. You know, and we do have an abduction barcode you may want to do, so if you are under attack and you know that, then start looking in the website to see what can help you. We have the alien mind fog. That's a free clearing. We have the we have one for alien blood barcode. That one's not a free clearing. We have one which is the abduction clearings. We have another one. Can't think what it is. You have your spirit barcode. You may want to do your natal chart, you know, your natal chart clearing. That one is designed to clear away things that you came in here with for the abduction process. That's the natal clearing. All of these are basically needed to get them off of you. Otherwise, just doing the free clearings are going to help, but it's not going to go to probably go far enough for you, but it will help. You're dealing with, you know, alien races that are very, very sophisticated and stealth with what they're doing to you. That's why we have the clearings on the website to help people. Doing one clearing or two clearings may not be enough to remedy your situation. And it may not ever be remedied. You might get most of it off of you. Maybe you might get 80%. And that's better than nothing. But remember, they're in control of time. So if you look at this, trying to analyze it, then you're analyzing their time sequencing and how they have done things to you in the past, but they're in control of time. Where are you when you're not here? What are they doing to you? You have no clue. So the whole thing is to do the clearings to help yourself out. Back to you.
I agree. And I know that people can say, oh, well, you know, I don't have the money yet or whatever, but I would honestly say it is so important, and you won't know how important it is until after you do it, and then you're like, wow, that doesn't bother me anymore, and I feel awesome. So, or just at peace. You just feel good. Something that used to possibly bother you a great deal doesn't quite bother you as much anymore, which is wonderful because everybody has something. If you talk to people, you'll find that everybody has something that they're dealing with. So whatever it is for you, it's definitely worth it to find a way to relieve yourself from those energies or those pressures. So I was having a conversation this week, Ron, with somebody, and we were trying to figure out exactly what these two healings, actually three healings that sound very similar, do, and we weren't really sure. So I needed some clarification. So the three different ones, the first one is called energetic negative object removal, and that is a whole life clearing, so it's $5 times your age. And then the other one is energetic object cording release, which is also a whole lifetime clearing, $5 times your age. And then there's the object activation for either 1 week or single use. And,
okay, so the last one is if you want to energize like a glass of water, energize your food. So that is putting light codes into something that you have physically here or that you're going to be eating, we'll say, okay? So that's that clearing. Okay, the cording one is people can send you energetic cordings with an object attached to that. That would be psychic attacks. If somebody throws like a knife or dagger at you or a throwing star, you know, anything like that, spears, arrows, nails, and that would be that type of clearing as far as a cording of that energy. So I didn't exactly say that correctly. Okay. The object clearing is could be also similar, but that would be for physical things. Okay, so we have physical things that have negative energy on them. So let's just use something that we'll just say that you have an object that you know that is not, you don't want to really touch it because it doesn't feel right or look right. So that would be that type of thing. So that's the object clearing, negative object. The other one is for psychic attack things where it's a cord and attached to you. That's what the dark side practitioners do or somebody out there doing spells and whatever else to you. So that's that one. That makes sense to you now, what the difference is?
Yes, it does. So my example would be, I'm thinking for the first one, the energetic negative object removal is, let's say you have a cousin. And maybe he is your favorite cousin, or maybe he's not, but he has a car, and he doesn't need this car anymore. It's a pretty old car, so he's like, you can have this car. But you get in the car, and it kind of feels like him. But you're driving the car around because you really need a car. Could you do this energetic negative object removal on the car so that his energy would no longer be associated with it?
You could do that. You could also do a space clearing on the car. It just depends how the person has integrated their energy into the car, okay? If the car, let's just say hypothetically that the car had to go into the shop, had problems every 3 months, right? And the person got tired after a few years of doing this because it's cost them lots of money, and they go, I'm going to get rid of the car. So the person now, when they think about their car, even though they got rid of it, but when they have the car, they go, uh-oh, coming to be 3 months, and something's going to break on my car, and sure enough, something breaks, and now they have to pay to get it repaired, and it's a continuation each 3 months, we'll say, a reoccurring event in a sense. So the person now has their negative energy, their thought energy is into their car, knowing that it's going to break because of the history of what's happened in the past. Well, you get the car yourself, and it will probably break every 3 months because a person has, in a sense, put a spell on the car to have it do that. So that's kind of, you know, the space clearing may work, but the person is giving a mind projection. So you want to maybe go into that negative object, negative thought pattern, something like that, doing that. But maybe the same part goes out every 3 months. So that would be an object in your car, a part that's doing wrong. That's kind of how that would work. You want to clear the car of the last owner's thought forms and what they thought of the car.
Okay.
And so let's say you bought a car, let's see here. The old days, okay, the Chevy put out a car called a Corvair. And, you know, there's a lot of Corvairs around. And then all of a sudden, Ralph Nader got on the thing about how they're really a very, very unsafe car. That was on the news. And nobody ever talked about cars being bad, you know, back then, 60s. And so all of a sudden, the car now had that stigma during that time that it's going to, you know, could roll over or something, you know. And so all those poor cars now, when somebody were to see one driving that car, they'll go, oh, there's that car that Ralph Nader said is unsafe to drive because it could roll over or something like that. And all of a sudden the car is getting psychically attacked by everybody. Now you're driving the car and what could happen? You could roll over or whatever, you know. That's kind of what that psychic attack energy is. And that would be energetic cording, negative energetic cordings. Oh, back to you.
So that sounds like that in that case, that would be the energetic object cording release, so that everyone's cordings don't go and the psychic attacks don't go on the particular object or whatever it's associated with. And it sounds like that one also covers another question I kind of had about a week ago. You did, and every now and then you do clearings where you're pulling something out of us and you say, oh, maybe it's there and maybe somebody put it there psychically or maybe it's there for a past life. And I thought, well, if I feel I needed more, which clearing would that be? So it looks like it would be the energetic object cording release.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, great. And so I take it that the energetic negative object removal and the energetic object cording release remove certain energies while the object activation is putting something into an object.
Right. That would be correct. Okay. Putting light codes. You're not going to, you know, imprint it with abundance or wealth. It'll just give you light codes to make it compatible to you.
Okay.
And
so it feels peaceful?
Yeah, yes, yeah. So you can't input anything that's going to try to bring forth a different type of result in your life. It'll just put light codes in. Balance it out with you so it's compatible with you, whatever you're eating or drinking or something.
Okay. Are there any samples that we could do about these clearings?
Well, I could do, what I'll do is a clearing, and I'll put light codes into the food that you last ate. Okay? So here we go, and it still may, you know, it's in your body probably. It could be water also. This is something that you've already had. So here we go. Test it. So one, make it body compatible to you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see how you're feeling. Maybe you had a stomach ache or something or didn't feel quite well. Maybe you're going to be feeling better now.
Right, well, thank you.
Well, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, great. And I was also having another conversation as well with somebody who does a lot of clearing, and they were wondering if there's a certain thing happening where we both live, and we think that there's a great possibility that a lot of people are sending up prayers to help this situation, and what clearing could help with that. We had considered possibly the religious indoctrination clearing, the God clearing, or the spiritual abandonment clearing. Do you have any other ideas on that?
Yeah, those probably won't help you with the situation going on, a physical situation.
Right, but would they clear the prayers that are being sent out about it?
Yeah, that one could possibly clear the prayers, okay? Religious indoctrination clearing. What I would just probably, that would work and also do timeline crashes in the environmental clearing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But typically, remember, when people pray, then you're waving the flags to the aliens to get their attention so you can become prey to them. So P-R-A-Y equals P-R-E-Y for you. And if there's a situation going on which is causing people anxieties, fear, trauma, whatever, then all of a sudden all those prayers are being listened to by the aliens, and they will probably bring more of the energy of what's happening, more negative energy, making the problems increased a lot because people are looking for that. And then you also have people who want to see that going on. So they could be courting that energy and causing it to be enhanced also. I think you're talking probably about it, maybe a forest fire, okay? So you got people who want to, go in and watch the media to see what's going on, the news. Is it worse? Is it getting better? And then you have people that maybe want it to be worse because they think, it might need to be better because they feel that maybe the land's being purified, possibly, or that maybe the trees are too old and they need to be taken down, so the fire is a good thing. Everybody has their own belief system there, but whatever that belief system is, it's going to be connected to the aliens, and if it's going to cause people harm and kill things, then that's what the aliens want, and all that is going to go sideways. So that's the whole thing. So you're putting that T-shirt on that area, bullseye for the aliens to increase it. So I would, definitely do timeline crashes to get off the timeline that people are trying to push things on to. That's what I would do.
Okay, that sounds good. So I have another question here. It says, what is the difference between the mind looping for repetitive thoughts and the mind looping generational clearings? Is that just more of that?
That'd be more of that. So if you have something on the generational clearings, if you're dealing with something that your parents had and your grandparents had or something and you have it, then that's tied into the generations and it's a really strong natal chart pull for you. So now you're dealing with that. So I guess to give like a physical example, let's just say that for some reason, I'm just doing a physical example of a mental condition, okay? So let's just say that a person was born maybe 1 inch shorter on their leg. Now, this is not mental, but I'm giving you a physical one, okay? And you go, wow, my leg is 1 inch shorter. And then you go, my dad's leg is 1 inch shorter. So that's kind of like the mind looping in a sense, okay, because it's the same thought. And you go, wow, my grandparents, maybe on the father's side, grandfather, has the leg 1 inch shorter. So now you know you're dealing with a generational problem. So with mind looping, it would be a mental thought, very similar to that physical condition. I'm just trying to use a physical condition as an example for a mental thought. So you could say mental illness or something, or, you know, doing something that, you know, maybe, no, let's just say that your grandfather was a worrywart, you know, and your father's a worrywart, and now you're a worrywart, you know. And so that would be where you want to go in and clear that out for mind looping of a similar situation over and over again. So mind loop one is when you're having a repetitive thought all the time, and you can't, it just comes to you, you know, it's ingrained in you. And the mind loop two is coming down here through the birth canal, realizing that you're, you know, you don't really want to be here, and you get slammed into this really awful negative energy here of mind energy, because it takes you out of your peace. Oh, back to you.
Yes, it certainly can. So there's actually a second part of that, and it says, would these mind looping clearings be effective for repetitive visuals due to alien attack or dark side practitioner curses? Is that all the same thing?
Say that one again.
I guess they're asking if the mind looping is not just a thought, but if you are having constant visuals and you think they're alien attacks or dark side practitioner curses, would that stop you from constantly seeing something, even if someone's sending it to you?
I don't think so, no. Because you're getting the energies on a timeline of non-light, okay? And so it's not necessarily your mind giving it to you. You're out on a timeline, and you got pulled into a timeline that deals with aliens. That's why, which normally is emotional stuff. So if you want to have aliens knock on your door, then stay in emotions all the time. They will find you because they're getting energy from you because you're allowing yourself not to be in force energy.
Okay. So those two things, mind looping is different. It's a repetitive thought, whereas if you're constantly seeing something, that would be like emotions or the alien attack clearing or the person's ex itself, because it's actually coming from another person.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So it sounds like there's a couple clearings that might help the person who had written the question. All right, so the next one we have here is somebody, I'll just briefly summarize. They say that they have been living almost for a while, but they are finding time to go to a coffee shop and do all of the free clearings.
Wonderful.
And they, yeah, it's great. I know that people also go to libraries because you can use the computers for free there, and you can just, you know, set a bunch of them up and sit in front of the computer and do as much of that as possible. They say that they do notice that there's still a large amount of, I will just say, alien interference going on, but they are more aware of it. And hopefully doing the free clearings feels like they can have a little more control in their personal life. And they were just saying that that is great. So good. If you don't have your own personal space, you could go to any place, have your computer or use a computer that's free maybe, and you can still do a lot and get a lot done.
Yeah, it's very needed to have a computer, you know, if you're going to do anything. You have to have a computer. If you don't have one, then by all means look for somebody, you know, borrow one or something, or, you know, but it's always nice, especially a laptop, you know, that way you can take it around with you.
Yeah. And realize, I also want
to realize that you are under attack as you start, you know, realizing about the clearings and that they're there. And at first you may not really get it until you start having some relief and you go, wow, I used to have this happen to me and now it's released from me. I didn't know I was under attack and the clearing helped ward off what was happening to you. Remember, you want to get back like a baby again, you know, innocent and not thinking. That's where you really want to get to. Yeah, it's hard to naturally, because people always think, but you want to get into peace. So that's the whole thing, is getting to peace, and the thoughts that people have go into judgments of their past and situations that they've had in the past, and normally those are all fear-based. So you want to get out of that fear-based reality and get into peace. That's the whole thing. So anybody who's in fear and anxiety, you need to get out of that. You know, you need to do those clearings to get those energetic bodies that are contaminated, where you're having judgments come up, and you want to do those clearings. That's the main thing, is to get yourself out of, you know, another timeline that deals with a situation that you may be involved with. So back to you.
You know, I often get, when I bring this up to people, I'm like, yeah, just go online and do the free clearings and see how that works for you and go from there. And they look at me funny, like, online, what's that going to do? And I say, well, you know, if Jesus had computers back then, I'm sure he could have helped more people. Because this is, I mean, it's worldwide, and almost anybody can get access to a computer these days. Not everybody, but many people can. So I find it just really, really great that we live in a modern world where this is a possibility. And not only a possibility, but once you have the clearing, whether they be free or ones that you personally bought for yourself, you can do them anytime you feel that you need it. You don't have to make an appointment with somebody. You don't have to see if they have time. You can just go, oh, I really need this at 3 in the morning, open up a window and start it, and you feel better within 20 minutes or however long it takes. So thank you, Ron, for setting all this up. It's so great. Okay, so we have another question. It says, can we listen to Ron's show when doing space-time crashes? The person says, I understand we cannot do other healings when doing space-time crashes, but I think they just want to know if they can listen to the radio shows.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, there's no problem.
Okay. That's good. Even if you do healings on that. And may I ask, why is that? Is it just could be interfering energies, or how come we can only...
When you do clearings, you normally want to have the clearing dedicated to one specific situation. So that way you're having help on that one situation. You can do the same situation with multiple clearings. That's okay. So if you have, you know, like a fear clearing or something, maybe say like, you know, you're afraid to cross the street in the crosswalk because you see people get hit by a car, so you don't like doing that. So right away, your fear of, you know, crossing the street, that would be your issue. So that's a fear. You may have anxiety. Maybe you break out into a sweat and somebody has to hold your hand to walk across, so you may have anxieties now. Maybe somebody even did a curse on you when you're a young child. You know, your great-grandmother or somebody gave you a curse, and that's active with you until you die, so you may want to do that clearing. So all these kind of, you know, go hand in hand, but you want to normally do the same type of clearing, you know, and you can do a multiple clearings, different issues, we'll say, different clearings for the same issue.
Okay. Well, Ron, do you think it's time to go to the light show?
Looks like it. So this only works live for people listening. If you're on an archive, then you would want to tune in live to us on the next Saturday show or a Saturday show so you can have this experience. You will feel peace energy. You will be bilocated out of time. You're still going to be where you are. And we have people who are very fortunate to see the light beams. And that's really neat. So you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you want to now think of an issue. Now, the reason why you want to think of an issue, because the dark side gave you mind energy, and you're looking at, you know, scanning yourself for an issue that you're dealing with, because they gave it to you. So we're going to see if we can clear that out of you on the light chip. Now, if it's in one of your energetic bodies, the light chip has nothing to do with those. That's why you do whole lifetime clearing. On the light chip, you're just cleared and remade, we'll say, according to your spiritual blueprint. And your spirit does get a lot of help with this, too. But basically, if you haven't cleared out an energetic body and you're dealing with, we'll say, like, you know, the fear issue, the light ship is not going to do anything with that issue because it's dealing with the body that the Earth Spirit put here. It didn't create that body, but it did create your physical body, so you want to request a physical healing. It's true that the energetic body could have caused your problem, but we're dealing with the physical body now, and very possibly you can get a lot of help. So think of one issue. Go to the light ship now, and you can bring up your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. You can't bring up another person because they have to be live to have this experience. So here we go, going up. And if you wish to let us know a couple of rooms. We could do a few rooms, but I have quite a few in front of me here. So here we go. We're going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into the detoxification room. This is where the hot tubs are. And I'm seeing orange gel that's around you. So we're having orange gel on our body. It's going through us. And you want to request maybe every 30 seconds, we'll say, or even you could do it every 15 if you like, but 30 seconds is fine. And you want to request what type of healing you want, okay? You have a sore toe, that's what your problem is. You have a sore toe, you know. So here we go. Going into that room, we'll go into the crystal geode room. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can see the big crystal geode. Each crystal there is a conscious light being who is going to help you with the energy. Next, we're going into another location. I'm seeing deers. So we're going to go into the deer room. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we have the animal lovers out there who have dogs and cats. So we're going to go into a room with the cats and a room with the dogs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, request your one particular clearing that you'd like to have. We're going to go into a room that can help you with your joints of your body. This we normally do on our 8-hour calls, which we're having tomorrow. So we're going to go into the joint room to have joint lubrication. So this is a special room that we go into. I'm just giving this as a little bonus here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you have a stiff joint, just kind of note it and maybe move your fingers back and forth and your toes and just see how you're feeling. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going into another location. And we're going to go into the room that has the palm trees. So, again, request your one healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into another room which has the, like they have ponies there. So we're going to the pony room, horse room. And there's always three light beings there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And people like dolphins, so we'll go into the dolphin room. There'll be another three dolphins there to help you. So here we go. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into one other room. This is the room with the elephants. So here we go. Bringing their energy in and have them help you out here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go, everybody. So, pain release room. That's the last room we're going to go into. So here we go. If you have any pain in your body, we'll go into that room. So stronger, stronger, and stronger, releasing that pain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll come back from the light ship now. and you're going to feel your body energy change. The things around you are going to be now in your energy field, and you may feel some heaviness around you and also maybe energetic cordings from the objects that connecting. So here we go, coming down, and ones that you're connecting to. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back here. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. My cat was all wanting to be on my computer during this. So, all right. Thank you very much. So we had somebody write in with a question, and I'm not sure if you're familiar with it or not. We might have to bring it up also on another show after we watch it. But it says, did you see the video of a photographer who was chasing lightning and got a cloud shot of Michael Jackson moonwalking? I saw this on the news this afternoon and found it on YouTube, and they're asking if it was a hologram. But I haven't seen it, so I don't know if you've seen it, Ron.
I haven't seen it either. I would say it's some agency projecting that for people to see.
Yeah, you mean like...
one of those alphabetical agencies, and they're worldwide, so that's what I would say it probably would be.
Oh.
It's a hologram that's being created probably here, naturally using alien technology. But remember, inventors get information from the aliens. That's because you're connected into mass consciousness. And so the aliens have given us lots of technologies, a lot of it we don't even know about, that are in the underground. And then they sometimes can bring it out just to have fun with us. So I would say that's what it feels like to me. It's just a holographic display up in the clouds, and probably using the clouds to hold the energy of that. Oh, back to you.
Well, I was a fan of Michael Jackson, so I probably would have thought that was really nice. But I have not seen it, so maybe I will look that up on YouTube. Okay, so I just wanted to announce our next couple shows coming up. It's going to be Monday at 4 Pacific time, and I believe is at 7 on the East Coast?
Yes, that would be correct, uh-huh.
Okay, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday, 7 o'clock on Friday, and 7 o'clock next Saturday Pacific time, so that would be 10 o'clock on the East Coast. So I always like to catch all the shows myself, so... wanted to let people know when all those were. Okay, so I'm just looking to see if there's any other emails that have come through that are new. It sounds like somebody has been running the Clone Into Light clearing pretty much 24/7 for about a week. They set up the minutes to 3,000 and then do the New Earth transfer, then assess if it would be good to run it again. They keep getting a yes and run it for themselves and for their family members. So when people get this clearing, can they run it for all of their family members?
Yes, they can, uh-huh.
Okay, and great.
I believe you probably could. I don't think I would run more than probably four people's names in there. But you could do that. And then what it'll do, it'll help... if the person is being cloned out, it will take that clone at that time and give it a light body. And so all of a sudden, the clone now will maybe, I can't say 100%, but we'll just say that the clone body now is light, and the aliens that were controlling the clone program, may be released from that person because they're made human. So that'd be probably pretty frustrating to the aliens because their special clone that they created is no longer in their program. It's in a different energy system.
Hmm.
Oh, if you suspect somebody in your household or relative or something acting a little strange, then you can do that clearing. And also you could do the alien to light one, but you have to request that and send CLS questions at Yahoo, the email, and then we'll send it out to you. It's only requested, as far as the way you get the code there.
Okay.
And what you cannot do is put, like, you want to have everybody on planet Earth, you know, change. That does not work, okay? It's just something that's personal to you, as you maybe have seen one or two people, we'll say, or whatever, you know, in your life that you deal with. That's what it's for. Not to save the whole planet, because it will not work. So don't waste your time. Some people like to think that the Creation Lightship is here to fix everything that's wrong. Well, it could do probably a lot of that, maybe if people didn't connect to mind energy, didn't go to churches on Sundays or whatever they do, didn't pray outside of themselves to become pray. So the people here is actually the problem with the planet, because they're contaminating it through their thoughts bringing in aliens. So that's why we're corrupted the way we are. You know, difficult to expect a change, a gigantic change here, as the people have the wrong system of beliefs. So people are out of peace. So back to you.
Yeah, I was wondering that, I know there's a lot of religions where people will pray to a deity, but there are a few religions that just teach people to, I think, be centered. However, they do it through meditation. So, and I know that you don't really think that's a good idea either. And I think what it comes down to is they are all mind energy.
Any religion. What do you do with mind energy? That's the problem. So whether you're meditating through buying a CD, this wonderful CD that takes you to La La Land, and you know, you lose your spirit in the process, that's out of your body, and then you know you come back and you don't look the same. Eyes become more glossed over. That's just because you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing. So it's all mind energy. The thing is to do the mind to heart drop that we offer and tell people to do. 15 seconds, you're in peace. And that's where you want to be all the time, is in peace, out of mind energy, as long as you can hold peace energy. Go back to you.
And I know you said we could possibly do four people. Do you mean each has a separate window, but four people on the same computer?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. And there's actually a second part of that. It's pretty short. I'll just read it real quick. It says, since we get cloned out every 10 minutes, it seems to me that by running this clearing, I'm setting myself up to get each new clone infused with light and spirit. And then they wanted you to just comment, is this strategy the best way to get a better clone? Just, I think, do the clone to light healing.
Yeah, I think that's a great, great idea, you know. And maybe they won't want you after a while because, you know, you're in a different system, you know. So, yeah, that's very, very good. Excellent idea.
Okay. Wonderful. So we're going to be going till 5 after today?
Yeah. And so just to kind of elaborate, that your physical condition, who you are, what you are, how you look, and everything else, if you are being cloned out, we'll say every 10 minutes, another alien race has you, then they have to take the original clone of you 10 minutes prior, we'll say, and rematerialize that energy for their next experience with you. And so you're always being replicated according to the manifestations, the thoughts, the, you know, how you materialized 10 minutes previously. So you're always being changed and recreated, say, every 10 minutes. Now, sometimes, you know, the alien races can't do a great job of that, and you may look different or feel strange for 10 minutes. Then another race gets you, and they get the blueprint. Remember, each one has a blueprint of you. Very possibly that blueprint may not have been worked long enough with the previous alien race, and so the next one that gets you may replicate you in more detail so you look better. Well, remember that the blueprint's just handed on, and they have to rematerialize you. It's just like, you know, you're in a movie set. So each time, you know, you have the makeup artist doing things. You know, you watch a movie, you know, that maybe is a couple hours in length, hour and a half in length. Well, it took them longer than an hour and a half to make that, and they had to have everybody behind the scenes fixing those actors up and people in the movies and everything else there. You know, so it looks the same as they switch the cameras on. Or they may have, let's just say, a situation to where we could take your garage, for instance, if you have a garage or something that you don't go to all the time, maybe. And so, you know, in the movie set, maybe making the movie that you're watching on your TV set, maybe they had a scene in a garage, right? And they have a garage that they showed the car driving into, and that was once, you know, maybe at the beginning of the movie, and they haven't used it for maybe it took 2 years to make the movie, so now they want to bring a car out of the garage, and all of a sudden you look, and the garage is different. And you go, wait a minute, I see some errors here. You know, this doesn't look right. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. And so they didn't do all the work. Another thing is to watch a movie in a car, that somebody's driving a car, and then all of a sudden you see them driving the car, and the car was driven before, and now you see the condensation, the white smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe, which, you know, they just started the car brand new, brand up for the day, you know, hasn't run at all, and they're supposed to be in this car for a long time. That's another thing. I watched one movie. I'm going a little sideways here, but this is what the aliens do, too, to you. I watched one movie, and at the beginning of the show, a person was driving a Lincoln Continental. I looked at that. Okay. Then, you know, about 45 minutes into the movie, another person's driving a Cadillac. And I go, what? you know, it's, anyway, who knows? Maybe somebody, you know, but that's what the aliens do. They can make mistakes. So that's why you want to always check yourself, and you can always ask for, say, hey, man, you guys made a mistake in my body here. You know, the next guys would get me, you know, I need to get a smarter clone here or something. And they'll oblige you with that normally because they're getting energy off of you, and they do probably listen to you because they're monitoring you, you know, every millisecond, trying to pull energy off of you. You're their life force. You're their battery charger. So back to you, Michelle.
Wonderful. I watch movies a lot myself, Ron, and often I see mistakes in, I know there's a word for it, but, you know, one scene the person has maybe shaving cream on both sides of their face, and then clips in the same scene, but from a different angle, they have shaving cream maybe on one side of their face, and they will cut these two scenes together and then put the show out there, and I often see this. I'm like going, somebody didn't do their job and catch that. But a lot of people probably don't even notice. So I'm sure the aliens are getting away with a lot of things that people don't even notice.
And I doubt if the clones ever even pick that up as you're watching the movie. They don't really maybe understand any of that. So the aliens can get a little bit looser with their clone replicas because the clones here don't really have a great database for details, you know? That's why they're always asking questions.
Oh, interesting.
Yep, they want to get data.
okay, so we have a request for another healing. It says, I have been hearing the word nightmare many times for the last few days and heard it again tonight. And so they were just hoping for a clearing for the word nightmare and for nightmares in general.
And I would go on the free clearings and do the keyword intercept.
Okay.
And then also, you know, on the NATO chart, you want to get that word out of you. Okay, so you want to put it there also if you have that clearing. So here we go, the word nightmare, releasing that energy right now. But they can give it to you over again in 5 minutes, you know, or the next clone comes in could have that imprinted into it also. Oh, that's in your database. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's see how that's doing there.
Oh, okay, great.
We could probably end the program, so here we go, everybody. Let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, and tomorrow we have our 8-hour conference call, 10 o'clock Pacific, and that's naturally 1 o'clock Eastern. So here we go. We do lots of water charging and get rid of those alien critters that are out of you and on your skin, crawling on you. So here we go. On the Mind to Heart Drop, and you have to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, that's the darkness, and drop them into your heart so you can become neutral, to become in peace. So dropping down, taking your agenda, we'll say, in your head. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. Okay, everybody. We'll see you on the next BBS program. And that'll be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone.
Good night. Good night.